Okay. What do you call that thing that women carry their money and things in? That's a what?
Handbag.
Handbag or
have you ever? Satchel. Mm-hmm. Pocketbook.
That same thing as a purse?
Purse.
Purse.
That's used more than anything now, purse.
What about that small thing that they keep change in? Might have a clasp on it?
I see a change. I see. You get a little pocketbook. Mm-hmm.
Coin purse or
coin
something like that?
Purse.
Mm-hmm.
Coin purse.
That's what they call coin.
Mm-hmm.
Coin purse is when they have small change put in the purse.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this thing, these things that women like to wear around their wrists?
Bracelets.
And if they wear something around the neck, that's a
necklace.
The necklace.
A locket or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we mentioned these things a minute ago. Those things that some men wear to help keep their pants up.
Oh yeah, suspenders or galluses.
Or galluses. Uh-huh. I like that word galluses.
That's been used a long time.
What do you call this thing if it's raining? The thing that you open up.
Umbrella.
Messing up. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Parasol.
Mm-hmm. When you make up a bed, what is the last thing that you put over the bed? That's the what?
Bedspread.
Bedspread.
Bedspread. Have you ever heard bedspread called anything else?
Some people call them counterpins. You know, these heavy spreads. That's what some people call them.
What about these real...
sheet.
And a sheet. What do you call these real heavy things that are made from scraps or different pieces all sewn together?
Quilts.
You mean quilt?
Quilt. Mm-hmm. Do people still make quilts by hand around
yes,
here?
Yes, some, not much. Very little. There's some now still around here that makes quilts occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sister. My husband has a sister that makes them, but she makes them for herself. She doesn't make them herself.
Yes, ma'am.
She is dearly nice to make quilts and quilt.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a bed. What do you call this that thing at the head of the bed that you rest your head on when you go to sleep?
Pillow.
That's the pillow. Have you ever seen something that is kind of like a pillow, but it's longer than a pillow? Some people put it on a bed, really not to use, but just for show.
Ornamental purpose? Just to put up there for...
I don't know.
It might be about twice as long as a pillow. Have you ever heard people talk about a bolster?
Yeah, bolster.
Something like
bolster.
That?
Bolster.
That's right.
And talking about that bolster, if it's a very long one, you might say, well, it didn't go just part way across the bed. It went...
All the way.
I thought they pretty on me.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call a temporary or a makeshift bed that you might put on the floor to let somebody sleep on it?
Well, just mattress on the floor, so I know.
Have you ever heard people call that a pallet?
Pallet, yeah.
Is that
pallet.
What it is?
Mm-hmm. Spread a quilt on the floor for a pallet.
I used to use a lot of pallets.
Is that right?
That's where you spread a quilt out.
What about
for the kids to play on?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when we went off somewhere to visit somebody, we'd, you know, sleep on a pallet often.
Cool.
That floor show was hard, too.
Well, usually we played most of the night. We weren't able to sleep.
I didn't know it. Didn't pay much attention to it.
That's right. Talking about your farm, you might say that you expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
richer.
Uh-huh. Would fertile mean the same thing?
Fertile.
Mm-hmm. What would you call flat, low land that you would find along a stream that might be covered with water but plowed later? You'd call that what kind of land?
It wouldn't be a slough, would it?
Is there such a thing as bottom land
bottom
or
land.
Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, bottom land.
Yeah, it was what I was describing.
Yeah, you plow it later.
Yeah, plow it later after land. Water comes off. Do you have any particular word for a field that isn't good for anything other than just cutting grass off for hay or something like that? Or, you know, anything that's, any word for just grassy land or something like that?
Pasture.
Just pasture
land.
Do people around here use the word meadow very much?
What?
Meadow.
Meadow?
Uh-huh.
Not too much. You hear it occasionally, I hope.
Okay. What would you call land that's really not good land? You can't use it for anything because it's got water standing on it all the time. You say that's just an old...
Hard to know what...
You know, it's got water on it and trees growing out of it and all that. It's real hard to get through. Would that be a swamp?
Yeah, you call a place where trees grew up on to be a swamp.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call a swamp anything else?
Slough and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would people call something like that a bog or a marsh?
Yeah, marshy place.
Marshy place. Mm-hmm. What would you call, what are some of the different types of soil on a field?
There's clay soil, sandy soil, loam soil.
Is that good soil? Loam soil?
Loam soil.